Each year, about 1.5 million metric tons of nitrogen is dumped into the Gulf of Mexico. Plants feed on nitrogen, so there are huge algae blooms, far more than the tiny aquatic animals that feed on algae can eat. The algae eventually dies and begins to decompose. That process depletes oxygen from the water. Fish and other marine life need oxygen to live, so they leave the oxygen-depleted area or die. It's called a dead zone. In recent years, that dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico has been as large as the state of New Jersey. Don Scavia is chief scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Ocean Service. He says it looks as though much of that nitrogen comes from farms in the Mississippi Basin.
The most significant change in the nitrogen load into the basin is actually coming from agricultural application of fertilizer. That application rate has more than tripled since the 1950s, corresponding to almost a tripling of nitrogen loss from that system into the Gulf.
Farms that are hundreds of miles from the Mississippi River drain into the Mississippi River Basin. The basin stretches from Montana to the southwest tip of New York. It includes all or parts of 31 states. Nitrogen exists naturally in the environment, but growing corn and some other crops on the same land year after year depletes nitrogen. So farmers fertilize the land to bolster nitrogen levels. Sometimes they use animal manure, but often they use man-made fertilizers such as anhydrous ammonia. David Samuelson is with the American Farm Bureau.
For several crops, especially out in the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, southern Minnesota, the great corn belt, you need nitrogen as a basic additive and basic element to grow these crops.
But often farmers use more nitrogen than they really need to use. It's called an insurance application. Farmers gamble that using an extra 10 to 20 pounds of nitrogen fertilizer per acre will pay off in better crop yields, more corn. A lot of times that gamble doesn't pay off because rain washes the extra nitrogen off the field. Samuelson says slowly farmers are moving toward more precise nitrogen application.
Try and get away from what, you know, for years has been a practice among some people. They say, well, we'll do what we call insurance fertilization. We got to have the crop, maybe a little more than what we need, but we'll know we'll have enough because they just didn't have the management tools there to get this so precisely refined down to have just the right amount of fertilizer.
Samuelson says with global satellite positioning tools, computers, and better monitoring, farmers will soon just be using the nitrogen they need. But it's not clear that farmers will give up insurance applications of nitrogen, even with better measurements. The government is getting involved in the nitrogen loading problem. A task force has been meeting to determine ways to reduce the amount of nitrogen that reaches the Gulf of Mexico. Among the strategies being considered are applying nitrogen fertilizer at lower rates, getting farmers to switch from row crops to perennial crops so they don't have to fertilize every year, planting cover crops during fall and winter to absorb nitrogen, establishing artificial wetlands and drainage areas to absorb nitrogen, and getting farmers to plant buffer strips of grass between farm fields and nearby waterways to filter out nitrogen. Tom Christensen is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says while the government task force is considering recommending some kind of specific basin-wide reductions in nitrogen use, the USDA is only looking at it farm by farm.
We'll get good conservation on the land, good water quality in local streams, and that will benefit the Gulf. So we're working on a site-specific basis. We haven't established any kind of nationwide goal for nutrient reduction.
Unlike other industries, the government is reluctant to mandate pollution reduction for farmers. Instead of regulations and fines used to enforce pollution restrictions with manufacturing, for example, agriculture is often encouraged to volunteer to clean up and offered financial incentives to do that. But in the past, farmers have sometimes complained that there wasn't enough money in the programs. Christensen says the new Farm Bill has more money for conservation efforts, and that should make it more appealing for farmers to reduce nitrogen pollution.
It falls back to good conservation planning, using the correct programs, and then providing the right kinds of incentives and benefits to producers, because they are taking land out of production in many cases.
The government is assuming the voluntary programs will be enough to reduce the nitrogen flow into the Gulf of Mexico. No one expects the dead zone will be eliminated. The best that they're hoping for is that it will be significantly reduced. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.